This is Pastor Buddy welcoming you tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. It's good to have you in here with us. This will be our final show on Truth Radio, and we are so delighted to be here, and we are saddened by the fact that we won't be here in our normal spot every evening, Monday through Friday, from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. But if I indicated last night, many of you listeners that's been on board with us from the word go are still with us. You're with us in our thoughts. And we hope that we're in your thoughts, and we hope that you remember us just like we remember you. You'll stay in contact with us and us with you, and we'll give you a direction at the end of the show how to keep in touch with our show on WWCR. 5070, right now in the wintertime, they carry it on 5070, and in the summertime, it's 12.160, of course. But that's the call letters for the radio station, WWCR, follow the Shepherd's Call. And we will be staying in touch with all of you that are on our list. We appreciate you. Praise God. Tonight, we're going into the Bible, and we are going to entitle our message for the final message of our experience here in Truth Radio, for the time being, at least, My People. Now, the famous scripture in Chronicles 7:14, if my people. Tonight, we're going to talk about the people that we love, the people that we appreciate, the people that we know to be correct, and the people that have their foot on the rock and their mind made up and they are pressing toward the mark in the high calling. This is a very tedious journey. It's a very narrow path. Meanwhile, the afflictions of the righteous in the Bible said they shall be delivered. So then you must maintain your spiritual integrity, and you must be living above the things of the world and the cares of the world and things of this nature. You must be spiritual. We've met a lot of wonderful people along the way in our journey here in Truth Radio. And we've met a lot on WWCR. Our response on WWCR is about 4 or 5 times that of the response on Truth Radio. Of course, Truth Radio is a internet outlet, and people seem to take the internet as it is for granted, that everything is free and they don't have to participate, and you just go up on the internet and you pay for the services of the internet, and you go up there and you get all the information free, and it doesn't cost you anything. But see, we don't build our ministry on those principles. We like to build our ministry on friendship and truth and continuing fellowship that we may as a force, a viable force, if you will, of those who know who they are, my people, and that they should continue on the journey. So whatever that the Father has gifted you to do, some have been gifted to just make their presence felt, to be there, to call, and to offer encouragement, or to speak in relative terms about the gospel and what the gospel means in the last days. So, all these things have been very important. We have met some fantastic people. By some we've never met, we just talk with them on the phone and we've communicated in letters and things of this nature. These people are scattered far and wide. And this experience on Truth Radio has been one awesome experience for me and myself and the staff and everybody that works and that is associated with the Shepherd's Call. We've got people as far away as Spain, and other places that are directly involved in our ministry. And Sister Sherry has provided a lot of help in her and Oscar in South Dakota, and websites, and Craig, they're working on a website now, by the way, that are being non-commercial, and things like this. So they have put in a valuable quality time towards seeing that the people have access to the truth. See, that's what it's all about, is folks that are really dedicated not to, you know, put a feather in my cap, but all I've got for my efforts is, a hard time from most of the world. But the ones that I have met, the truth seekers, the truth keepers, it has well been worth the effort and the trouble and the journey and expense and things of this nature to provide the message for you night after night, day after day. We work faithfully here, sending out mail and things of this nature, and tapes, and teaching. We've got over 200 hours of video teaching just designed for the teachings of the Bible. We'd like to examine some of that teaching tonight and review it for you and tell you that we're still standing on the teachings. We haven't come down. We have added to our faith rather than taken from. And we're going to use your scripture tonight in the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 12. And we're talking about his people. You shall set bounds for the people all around, saying, beware that you go not up on the mountain or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death. Now, we have come to a mountain in search of a city. And my last five messages has been on the within the context of my people destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And so our purpose for coming on was to give you knowledge. Now, we believe, we haven't had anybody to oppose our teachings so far. Now, we've had some people to take personal care to write us and call us and talk to us and things of this nature, to point out some of the differences that they have with us in doctrine. And we understand that we all see the elephant. It's a big elephant here to view, and there is a 360-degree view of the elephant. We don't have the whole perspective here, and we don't claim to be so. We just know what we know. And then if somebody comes on and knows a little bit more than we do, we're not too proud to come down off our high horse and humble down and take the teachings and correction and things of this nature. So we have learned a lot from you. We are not above being taught, and we're not above receiving criticism. We love it when people are honest and direct and forthright with us and tell us exactly how they feel without just trying to agree with us, when in reality in their heart they don't. So we have good, honest people, hard-hitting people that are red-pulling punches, that bring the truth straight down the line. That's what we do. So sometimes we've offended some of our listeners by being forthright and being direct. We're not only to preach to win fame or fortune and things of this nature. We've been a wrong doctrine for that. So, and we're not on here because that we're trying to impress anybody, and try to build a big name for ourselves and be preacher this or preacher that. That's not our intentions. The ones that supported me and the ones that have sponsored me know that that's not our intention. We've talked together many times. They share the same dream and the vision that I do in our approach. Sometimes we don't have the necessary tools that it takes to outreach like we'd like to. We've been so frustrated by not being able to purchase more time. I would love to be on Truth Radio 24/7 for a satellite connection that could be broadcast through Truth and downloaded. And the people that have got these micro rebroadcasters have worked tirelessly to put our program on in the little communities that live in across the nation. For that, we're grateful for our micro rebroadcasters. We know quite a few and got acquainted with some. that we didn't know about to start with, or we do know now. Had it not have been for our program, we wouldn't have the pleasure. Many people that's called, the letters that I have received, people after people that share and believe this message that we teach about who we are as a people and what our objectives is and what our purposes is, how we've been blinded, how we've been deceived, how we've been drugged through the mud, and things of this nature. So it's been quite an experience for us to go to the mountain and touch it and stay alive. You see, the Bible says that we seek a city to come. So these people were bound to not go to the top of the mountain. That's where the Ark of the Covenant sat down, meaning that the Messiah himself, the mighty one, the big guys we call him, he sat down in a ship of some craft on top of this mountain, and nobody was to come up there. Nobody was to break through and gaze and things of this nature. We just believe that our brothers are brothers. We call them elder brothers from some other planet system, have got us down here for a specific reason, and they are much more technological advanced. We had to come and play with the tools that were given to us, meaning that we had to operate within the field of this dimension with the necessary things that we've got. We know that the scriptures teach that not many rich people are called into this movement. We understand that. Not many wives and not many nobles. So God chose the foolish things, and then he chose men of faith. The Bible says he chose the poor, rich in faith, rather than the rich in substances of things that they have proper. But the Father has provided quite well. Everything has been reasonably covered here on the broadcast with a doctrine. Now, let me tell you what the doctrine is that we teach. We believe that our Almighty Creator, His divine name is Yahweh, and that He has a people here upon the earth, destined, predestined. We believe in predestination. We believe that we've been called and chosen before the foundation of the world, and we've preached on this subject many times, and we believe that we have an inheritance with our Heavenly Father, who was the Kinsman Redeemer. Now, we believe that this Kinsman Redeemer was a Hebrew. We do not buy into this doctrine for one minute that our Messiah was a Jew. He was not a Jew. He never was a Jew. It wasn't even scheduled. Now, there was nothing wrong with him being what we call a Judite, or someone from a descendant blood, correct bloodline of Judah. Judah does have a bloodline in the Bible that is legitimate. And we don't want to anybody to overlook that fact that there is a bloodline that is notably in this day, that there is a people that call themselves Jews, and they are the true, what we call the true Jews. Now, I mentioned last night that I believed for sure that the biggest majority of the saints of Yahweh were from Germany. Praise Yahweh. Well, Bob's done telling me I'm too close to my microphone, and I'm going to have to get this microphone. This is a new headset that Dr. Gary gave me. And I'm going to have to get away from this. So, praise Yahweh. Hold on just a minute. Let me adjust my mic. I appreciate Bob letting me know here. He's out in California. He's one of my assistants out there that does invaluable work for the audio recording. He's worked laboriously, tirelessly in his labors for the truth. And Bob, I hope this is a little bit better. I'm going to get this phone where hopefully I'm not too close, because this is a new mic, a new headset. So Bobby, he says that we're just a little bit too close, so I'm going to back away just a little bit. And if that's any better, Bob can let me know. Well, let me again say how thankful that I am of everyone that supported the Shepherd's Call. And we don't want to, mention last names and to get personal, but we do have a lot of people to thank over the years that we've been here ministering on Truth Radio and Heritage, where we started our ministry and met many capable, very, very fine character type people that we are unaccustomed to meeting in this ministry. There's a lot of riffraff that gets caught up in this, and they try to use this this religion, if you can call it a religion. I don't call it a religion. But they get in this, and then they defame the great name of Yahweh. They teach doctrine that's contrary to sound doctrine. The Bible says if you're going to teach the doctrine, it must be sound doctrine. Now, we have challenged anybody in radio land to prove that Christ was a Jew. We've had no takers. We don't even believe he was from the blood line of Judah. We believe that he was from the blood line of Joseph. Just like the Bible says that he would be from the bloodline of Joseph, which would be what we call the birthright tribe. Praise Yahweh. Now, if the birthright tribe has been blessed to honor or to receive the precious gift of the inheritor, kinsman, redeemer, blood, through Joseph, then we believe that the Bible has been fulfilled. Now, we believe that we can prove that if Christ was not from the blood of Joseph, the bloodline of Joseph, the tribe of Joseph, that the Messiah indeed has not yet come, and the one that came 2,000 years ago could not be the true Messiah. But we do believe that the Scriptures is written to indicate that he did come and that he was from the tribe of Joseph. That's our main thrust, along with the name. We think that the name is very important. We believe in repentance, and we believe in remission of sins and the mighty name of our Creator. We don't have no artificial names. We don't have no secondary names for him. We just tell people what our Messiah's name is. His name was Yahweh. We call him Yahweh Shua, which means Yahweh the Savior. So we believe and we teach, and we've never been reprimanded for this teaching. We've challenged several even Christian identity preachers that tries to give the Messiah another name, and then they'll argue that the name of the Messiah and the name of Yahweh was two different names. Well, that's impossible. And so we took a lot of them to task, and that's where we differ with Christian identity, those that call themselves Christians. If you look in the New Testament, that is an improper word anyway. That's another message, and that's another debate somewhere on down the line. But continuing with what we establish as true doctrine, we believe, like I say, that our Messiah was not from the blood of Judah. We believe that the blood of Judah was split into two different bloodlines, and there the confusion came into the house of Israel. We believe that the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes were bloodline descendants of Judah and the Canaanite woman. We believe that we have proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that this bloodline, corrupt bloodline from Genesis 46:12, went down into the land of Egypt, even with the early Hebrews. That these Canaanite blood mixtures with the Hebrew blood in them. And therein, the Father, in the 8th chapter of the book of John, spoke truthfully when he said, I know that you're Abraham's children, or they had Abraham's blood in them, but he told them they were born of fornication. This fornication came about from the 38th chapter of the book of Genesis. Now, we can't get one Christian identity preacher to debate us on this cause. Because they hold to the fact that Christ came through Judah. And we dispute that by standing on the correct Word of God. We also believe that a lot of preachers today and teachers are erring when they say that the United States in geographical aspect of covenant is the lesser tribe of Manasseh, when all of the facts state that the United States and its inhabitants, not now, I'm talking about the original immigrants that came in here from Scotland and Ireland and Germany and Finland and Denmark and the Scandinavian countries and France and things of this nature. They came in here through religious oppression by Manasseh. That was Great Britain. And they sought their independence and religious freedom. I don't think we ever got it. I don't think we've ever had it. I think we've been deceived by thinking that we did have it. And the enemy came in with us, just like they did in Egypt, and came out with us. And they came in unaware, and we are still in the deception of the clutches of deceit. Now, Bob tells me to back away just a little bit more, and he's doing my audio check here, and thanks, Bob. I hope that's just a little bit better. If it's not, let me know. I've moved this thing close to the top of my head, so it must be a very, very sensitive mic that I think Dr. Gary found out that he had a sensitive mic, and I've got his exact mic. These are Planetonic mics. They're very expensive and they are super sensitive, so it's my maiden voyage. Just sorry it had to be the last broadcast, but I've been having some audio trouble. I don't know how it is that we over mic ourselves or over modulate on the show. I think last night Pat mailed me from up in West Virginia and he said it sounded good, so I don't know where he meant, the audio or the message, and I hopefully both of them, praise Yahweh. But let me continue on in our stand here and show you exactly what we have tried for 3 years approximately to get over to you, and why we've spent our money and our time and our effort to get acquainted with you. We're not going to go away. We're still the same place. The telephone number won't change. So we'll be here. Now we're going to be on the road more and more having meetings. So since I've got some time off during the week, this is the first time that I'll be free for in over a year, as I've been right here doing every show. I've never done a show on Truth Radio being taped. I've always been live and in person, so I feel it's that important to be up to date with the things that are happening. Today, we are in turmoil. I've been taught all week about perilous times. And the Bible says when they say peace, peace, then cometh sudden destruction. So you know what I'm talking about. But getting back to the doctrine of what we've laid out for you as a format to go by. Now we stand behind our doctrine. If anybody can come on and prove us wrong, we may not be able to do the debate live now since we're going off Truth Radio. But we can do a tape version of it, and we can make it available to those, our listeners, that is on our mailing list that would like to be included in what is being spoken of in the message. So anybody that wants to correct us, we can stand down and be corrected. We're not too proud to eat a little crow. We eat a lot of that over our time. And in the Bible, we're not trying to say we know it all. We've been studying for a long time, but the more I study, the more I don't know. So that's a dilemma. This is Pastor Buddy, and this is our maiden call tonight to all those out there that want to hear for the first time. It'll be the last. So Yahweh, be with you. Come back in 10 minutes, and I'll be back, and we'll tell you a little bit more about the doctrine. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. We are into the doctrinal phase of our teaching for the last two or three years. We have, the Bible said, prove all things, and we believe that we have gone over what we would describe as the necessary limit to try to expand the doctrine, because we know that some of the doctrine has been new to people. And just like Sherry and Ashley have told me many times, that things that that they had never saw before became quite clear and very apparent when their minds were sort of put in the proper channels to seek the truth. You know, a good bloodhound, all he's got to do is, all you got to do is turn him loose and loose him and let him go, and he'll find a trail. So that's basically what we've been here, is like lampposts pointing the way, we think, to true doctrine. And as the Bible said, preach the word, be instant in season and out. And that's what we've endeavored to do. Now, we have caused a lot of controversy within what we call the British Israel movement by saying that Ephraim is the United States. Now, I believe I did a series on that, I don't know, maybe a year ago. I did a 12-part series, and so we've got all that on tape. If you'd like to know the facts, and the nation that has excelled in its fruitfulness, and as the prophecies of Joseph to Ephraim was that he would be a fruitful bough, and his branches would run over the wall. And when we came out of the Middle East, and when we came out of England and the Isles, when we came out of Germany as immigrants and came to this nation and carved it out of the wilderness, this is the one that the Father spoke would be the great one. And everybody knows that this is the birthright nation. I believe it is. And I preach that it is, and I believe we can prove that. There is just hundreds and hundreds of scriptures to that effect. Now, I mentioned that we believe strongly in the name. We believe that the Bible will teach you, as it is recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 4, that there's no other name given under heaven that has salvation. So if the only name that has any salvation is Yahweh, that's the name that we use. And people say, well, Pastor Buddy, you know that the Messiah himself was not called Yahweh. If he'd have called himself Yahweh, they'd have killed him. And so this is the strongest argument that they got, which is in turn the weakest. And I said, well, are you saying that if he'd have called himself Yahweh, that they would have killed him? Yeah. Well, guess what? We believe that they killed him for making himself Yahweh. We know in John 10:30 that this is true. It's verified in other places, but John 10:30 is a very unique one. 10:30, 31, and 32 will tell you that they throwed stones at him. They were trying to kill him. They were trying to stone him. Many times he had to hide himself and go through the crowd to disappear. He would pull a disappearance act on him and escape because his time wasn't yet. They tried to kill him several times. And if you will follow the teachings of the New Testament, you'll find that the Bible says that they thought he was a idiot. They thought our Messiah was he was a lunatic. They thought he had lost his mind by making some of the claims that he made and some of the statements that he made, but he backed it up with power and signs following just enough now, not enough to overpower, because he didn't want people to walk by sight. He talked many times about people following him for the fish and the loaves. But we don't have no fish and loaf people. We got a few, but, you know, they get shook off because the doctrine will shake them off. You preach the gospel, you'll find out that the ones you sift down and get the wheat, you get the tares out, and you'll get people that will support you. Just like a sister, she crochets for our ministry. Crochets. Now, she's contributed financially to our ministry, but she has made candy. to sew, and she has crocheted baby items. She's a good crocheter, by the way. And she makes these little items, and she says, Pastor Buddy, these are to be sold and put into the ministry. And I've got a box of baby clothes right now waiting to be sold just so that we can put them on the broadcast. Praise Yahweh. So people like that, that's just one little instance of where people have helped us. We've got there's Brother Craig. He's out in the state of Oregon, and he has been a very strong supporter of our ministry. And he is now providing us, with a website that will be free of commercials, and you'll have access to it. Sister Sherry and a few more folks are working on it right now, and once it's built and put in place, well, then we'll have a website to get to you. So you need to stay in contact with us. Contact us regularly. Let us know how you're doing and how you're faring. And we're behind you 100%. We prove our doctrine. We'll come anywhere 24/7 that we have opportunity and time and schedule to defend the gospel on the behalf of the truth. And we have gone practically all over the United States to preach this gospel through the means of radio. That means that good folks like Dr. Gary, what an awesome supporter of truth, and Dr. Jack and the folks in Andrews, North Carolina, that have been probably the backbone, the mainstay of the sails, the wind in our sails, so to speak, to keep us sailing on the gospel ship on radio. It's been an outreach, and it's been a wonderful outreach. We have got people in Wisconsin, Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, Montana. We had a man drive 3,000 miles just to get baptized in our ICE festival. And that's my good buddy up there, Brother Keith. And so he came, he made the journey 3,000 miles up and 3,000 miles back, 6,000 miles approximately. To get baptized in the wonderful, magnificent name of Yahweh, which we hold to be the only name that's got any salvation. If you know another, I'll tell you what you do. You call us and let us know. Now, we've had all kinds of arguments, arguers that want to argue that there's another name, but when they get right down to the bottom line, the name Yahweh is the strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they're safe. And there's no second name. There's only one name, and this name is above every name in heaven and in earth and under the earth. That's what the Bible says. So we stick into the name that's above every name, and we'll promise you that the Word of God is right, that there's salvation in none other name. It's only a name we know of. Now, I preached 30 years in a name that wasn't, didn't have salvation. I thought it did. I preached in Jesus' name for 30 years, preached like trees are falling. I would have laid my neck on the chopping block and had my neck cut off. I preached this many times. I would do that. But when I ran into some folks that knew who the true Father was and what his true name was, I had to, take down. So I'm not ashamed. I can come down off of my doctrine stand, and I can accept the truth. It's hard. I lost two-thirds of my membership in my little assembly here, and we finally had to close it out because people hated the name. It's the most hated name I've ever got acquainted with. I wasn't hated for the name of Jesus. I just thought it was. Man, I mean, I had more fellowship in the name of Jesus. And I mean, you can go anywhere in Jesus' name and get aboard any religious denominational system. That's the only name they advocate. Because when you ask them what's the Father's name, they'll say God. So God and Jesus is the one that they advocate, and that's the one that I advocated. And, of course, I preached that God's name was Jesus, and Jesus' name was Jesus. They wouldn't have been one name, so I've been in oneness all along. Now, let me go to the book of Genesis and show you what else that we teach. And I ain't going to have time to even, begin to teach what we do teach and cover, but most of you that are regular listeners, you know what we teach. Some of you have access to our videos. We prove all things. We believe beyond a reasonable shadow of a doubt. The Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established, and that's what we try to do. But let me give you this. We go back to the book of Genesis. There is a raging debate whether it's one seed line or two seed line between a group of people that call themselves identity. There's two different camps of identity people. One is two seed line and one is one seed line. Now, the one seed line people believe that all races sprang from Adam. Generally speaking, I think there may be some derivatives of doctrine in that field. I don't even get into that. But generally speaking, in other words, Adam fathered all seed, or as we know in Christian identity, we're known for being two seed line. Well, I've always preached that there were three seeds. When I read the Bible 30 years ago, I got this revelation long before I ever gotten the name, that they had to be three seeds in the garden to deal with. There were literally two seeds in the Garden of Eden, and the third seed came in Genesis chapter 5. That was Adam's seed. Adam didn't know Eve until Genesis chapter 5. Now, he knew her, but he didn't know her to get her pregnant. He knew her after that she revealed to him the mystery of sex, I believe. That's what Satan described to her. She's already pregnant, so you can know a woman after she's pregnant for up to 6 or 7 months after the fact she becomes pregnant. You can have intercourse with her every day, and you can plant your seed in her, and she will never conceive again after her cycle, her fertile cycle, an egg has been chosen. In this case, it can be more than one egg from two different fathers, and here's where we get into that. That we believe in the garden, that there were two trees in the garden among the other trees. Now, the two trees are specifically mentioned. One was the tree of life. There's nobody going to argue that that tree of life was God Almighty, if I may say so. And I use that term lightly, because if I was teaching to an individual group of our believers, I would never use this term. But for the sake of those to keep them from confusing issues, I use this term, God Almighty, and everybody thinks they know what I'm talking about. So then, I'm talking about Yahweh. Yahweh was the tree of life in the garden. Now, Satan, I believe, was the tree of death. Meaning, now, that don't mean that he couldn't bring forth children they'd live. If the condition had been proper and it hadn't been a violation of God's eternal law for Satan to know Eve, then he could have known her and got a seed, and this seed would have lived forever because there was no curse put on it. But in this instance, she'd been told not to desire this seed. The Bible said when her eyes was open, she desired it. Meaning that when she was told, her eyes opened through knowledge. Now, this is the tree of knowledge that opened her eyes. This is the number two angel in the hierarchy of what I call divine beings that are just like you and me. They're just a little bit smarter. They've been around for a few millennials. You know, I've been around here for 66 years, and I've learned enough to know that I don't know nothing. Now, possibly if I could have lived to be a million years old. You see, Satan's, he's over a million years old. You say, oh, buddy, that's beyond my comprehension. Ladies and gentlemen, if the truth is known, probably, perhaps, Satan is in the billions of years old. So he's learned a few things. He knows a few tricks. And he knows some good ones in the garden there when he enticed Eve to lay with him and to have his child. In Genesis 14, 15, verse 14 and 15 of Genesis 3, Almighty God came in and cursed the seed of the serpent. That means that it would have to die. So everything that typed after that, because Satan got the first seed, so he's the prototype, what we call the prototype. So everything that came through the prototype, in other words, the spirit of a curse, including the Son of God himself. Now, we believe that Yahweh had to know Eve to get a prototype seed in the garden. We're talking about seeds of a prototype. And that these two seeds were in the belly of Eve, although Adam knew her. After the fact, her fertilization cycle had been closed, and she didn't have any of Adam's offspring from the garden. She was expelled from the garden, pregnant with these two seeds. She had these two seeds after she exited the garden. Now, in Genesis 5, like I have determined and told you, that Adam knew Eve for the first time after she'd had the two seeds. One had been killed by the first seed. Satan's seed, I believe, killed Yahweh's seed. So there had to be a substitute. This is the word Seth, a substitute. The child that came from Adam, a chosen vessel to be a kinsman redeemer. And so therefore, the Son of God, 2,000 years ago, had to become an incarnated flesh being. And the Bible said he was before the world was. He had to become a flesh being. Here's the mystery. Great is the mystery of God, is for God was manifest in the flesh. So we teach all these aspects of the doctrine. Now these are very, very, very complex. And it's a great mystery. But when you spend a week hearing the teaching of this, and the infallible proof that we prove, and the areas that we go into prove it, and the methods that we use, which are, some of these things are secret. We don't even teach them on the radio. We teach it exclusively to those who are privy to the information. There's a lot of things that we hold back purposely because we know that some of these things are not meant for the dogs and the foreigners. So we don't even go there. And some of the people, some who have learned incredibly fast. This teaching method of truth will speed you up and bring you into the mainstream of the flow of the Spirit. I'm talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You'll never be the same. You will instantly begin to grow. Your mind will expand and it'll unfold in so many ways and so many avenues that you'll have a hard time containing the information being downloaded into your memory banks after you are converted into the name of Yahweh and you take His name upon you. Sealed until the Holy Day. Then the Father begins to put this information, incredible information. It's almost like it's you can't contain it. And it's wonderful, joy unspeakable, full of glory, and it grows sweeter and sweeter every day. We don't have many people to fall out of the ranks after they're sealed with the Holy Spirit. Now, if they fall away, the Bible says for us to renew them, but if they deny Him, He can't deny Himself. So, He'll destroy the flesh to save the soul that has been saved through the holy calling of the Father. So, these are the teachings that we teach. And we have taught these faithfully here for over 3 years on the radio. And we've never been taken to task with a doctrine that would stand up against the doctrine that we have taught. And we're quite proud, not in a fact that we're proud, we are thankful that the Father has given us enough truth to stand on it. And you can believe if we teach a doctrine, we've been to the book, we've checked it out, and it's on the rock, and it's solid, and you can search it out. Now, the things that we teach are controversial. When Christ taught, the Bible said He taught with one as one having authority. And somebody having authority is somebody that's going to teach a doctrine that's going to be strange to the ears, because the Bible said they were astonished at the doctrine. We've got some things that we teach to our individual groups that believe in the faith and the great name that are astonished, first time they've ever heard some of the things that are being revelated and taught. And they're astonished at the doctrine. So, in wrapping up here, I'd like to say to all of you that's listening to me tonight, now this is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening to the Shepherd's Call on behalf of Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack, our principal supporters of this radio show, and the many people that have sent tithes and offerings and ordered Miracle 2 products from both our sponsors and have had any contact with us whatsoever. You are and still are and will always be a valuable asset to our ministry. We need you to help carry on and to keep the faith to take these divine names that we have of our Heavenly Father and the divine truths that we have about the Heavenly Father and His truths and teach them to the few, the chosen. And for that cause, I've enjoyed many articles. People have mailed me articles. I know my good buddy down in Texas. I've never met Brother Willie, but I've become very close to him, and he is an awesome writer. He's gifted to write, and he loves the House of Israel passionately, and he defends the House of Israel, which I greatly admire, and he's a prolific writer, along with my good buddy up in Virginia, Rush Walker. He's an engineer, and yet he loves the Father and loves the people, and many of the preachers and the teachers that have assisted the Shepherd's Call. Dr. Gary, for setting in for me when I needed him, he never said no. And the others that have supported and assisted and encouraged him, he's a fast learner. And so we've put together, Brother Bob out in California spoke about that. It seemed like that the necessary things that we have needed, the tools to be very productive, to get this truth out, is coming together. And we know it's not the end. This is just the beginning. Because we're going on to WWCR Shortwave, and we hope maybe that they can simulcast us over Truth Radio. Who knows? Well, you may get us later being simulcast over Truth Radio on a regular basis. Who knows? Praise Yahweh. But these are wonderful folks down there. I have spoken to the owner of Truth Radio. I have spoken to him personally. He's assured me anything that I needed in any way, any assistance, and any help that they could be in the staff. They have been wonderful. I have never had one short word with the staff at Truth Radio, and they have never reprimanded me, although I've been very controversial in their stable. They give me liberties to express my views and my opinions about the Word of God, and they've never one time called me in on the carpet and slapped me on the wrist or anything, for which I'm thankful, and I appreciate Richard Acker, especially after getting acquainted with the owner, the originator. I think it's owned by the people, but Richard originated Truth Radio, Richard Palmquist from Truth Radio, and he's got a powerful statement of belief, and that's why the Truth Radio is letting us preach the alternative message that the world, the general world, the denominational world never hears. And for that, I'm thankful for people like Truth Radio and their effort to call. So I salute them. My good friend, Clay Douglas, on Truth Radio. And he's also on WWCR. What an awesome guy he's turned out to be. And so we've made a lot of friends, and we've created a few enemies, but we've made many friends, praise Yahweh, for which I'm thankful. So to all, everybody, around the radio network, if I have left you out, it's not been on purpose. It's because I just don't have time. I'm running out of time here to give credits where credit's due. And to all those who are baptized in the great name of Yahweh that love His cause and love His people and know who you are, I salute you and I pray above all things that your soul prospers and that you would be in good health. And if there's anything that I can help you on your journey, spiritually or naturally, I pray that you contact me. Until we see you somewhere on the radio, this is Pastor Buddy. I'm speaking for Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack and all the staff here on Shepherd's Call and all those who assist us and made it possible. We love you and appreciate you. And perhaps for the last time, you'll hear our theme music for the Shepherd's Call. We love the trumpet as it comes on, the three-loud brass of the trumpet. We're watchmen on the wall, and we've enjoyed watching with you and watching for you. And now it's the perfect with the most probably the most beautiful song that's ever written about our Creator. And I think it is truly amazing grace. Yahweh bless you. And goodbye.
We thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.